Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul with your host, Dr. Valerie N. Parker, businesswoman, author, speaker, and life coach. Dr. Parker is the president of Arise by VMP, which is a speakers bureau and public relations company. She is also the visionary and founder of the Soul of a Woman Foundation that brings awareness to domestic violence and children living in single-parent homes. Hot Topics from the Soul is a virtual lifeline to the community, discussing social and political issues, relationships, finances, motivation, and inspiration. For information regarding products, services, and resources, visit www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. That's www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I now present to you your host, Dr. Valerie Parker.
Good evening and welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul. I'm your host, Dr. Valerie Parker, and my co-host, Shirley Carter.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us this evening for another Hot Topics.
You know, I'm sure that everyone has been watching the news regarding the Orlando shooting that happened a couple of days ago, and I tell you what, it has... I just don't know what to say about it, but we're going to open up the lines and talk about the shooting this evening, and because we know that there's a lot of people that want to give their opinions and what they see is their insight as far as it relates to this horrific crime. I've heard so many different perspectives from individuals concerning the shooting, even down to individuals saying that it was God punishing the individuals because they were gay, or defending the gunman, saying, you know, he needed to do it, and it's just been so many different opinions floating around, and I just wanted to let my audience chime in on that. So if you're tuning in and you want to give your perspective on the shooting, you just press 1 and I will put you in queue. This has been saying that this is one of the worst mass shootings, but I was remembering Sandy Hook, where their little kids, elementary kids, were being killed, and there were 50 killed in that and 53 wounded in the Sandy Hook in Massachusetts. What I'm simply saying is that we're living in a dispensation where every shooting, they say, is the worst because of the surroundings of it and why those individuals lost their lives, and I am just grieved. Shirley?
I know. It's really hard for me to even wrap my mind around this, to think that an individual could build up so much hatred within them to walk in and just shoot so many people. Don't even know him. Just shoot him because of the hatred that he has within him. This shooting... it's one that it's hard for people to put words to it, because even though it was a gay nightclub, everyone in that club was not gay. There are clubs that people go to, all genders go to it. And just because it's a gay nightclub, you don't just assume that everyone in there is gay. And even if they were all just gay people, they are still people. They are human beings. You can wholeheartedly take the lives of so many innocent people. He picked that club. They didn't come at him. He chose that club. And from the news and the story that I've been reading and hearing about, I have to step away from it from time to time. But anytime you get on the internet, you're looking up other stuff and the stories pop up. And it was my understanding that this guy, you know, was a guy that he had some issues. He went through, you know, a divorce from his wife. After 4 months into the marriage, he became abusive to his new wife. So there were signs and things there about him that triggered her, that she ended up divorcing him. And this is the same man from other news reports says that was not the first time that he was at that club, that he had been in there several times. Now, was he cased in the club? Why was he there? There was even stories about he got upset because he saw a gay couple kissing in front of his son. But he went to that club. His child was not there. And he went there more than once. But the fact is that this is also a man that was being watched by the FBI. They had questioned him twice. And doing that questioning and everything because of allegations that he had made. So he was on a list to watch because of his connection with Karis. But they said he didn't have a close relationship with them. But he was able to go and buy the guns that were using the assault rifle. My opinion on that, if you're being watched by the FBI, whether they take you off the list or not, you should not have the right to go and buy a gun. You should,
exactly.
If you can be placed on a no-fly list, you should be placed on a no-gun-buy list. So there has got to be some changes made in this country. And it starts with us by getting on our congresspeople to make some laws that prevent that. But we have the NRA that is so powerful with their lobbyists, it's almost impossible. I've heard people say, well, why don't President Obama do this? Or why don't he do that? They keep forgetting one major thing. Congress are the one who bring the bills before the president to sign. The president does not draft that bill. That bill is drafted through Congress. People need to learn that the people that we put into place decides what bills and what laws will go into effect from a federal level. And they affect everyone. And so this man was on a list being watched. But because of some of the, quote, laws again, because they could not prove that he was totally connected with them or closely connected, he was removed from the list. But he was never put on a list of no, do not sell him a gun. He couldn't fly. He hasn't been able to fly in the last 3 years, since 2013, when they started investigating him. But he was working as a security officer and had a concealed weapons permit. They never took away his rights to own a gun. And they never said anything about him buying an assault rifle. And my opinion, again, these are all my opinion. If you go into a shop to buy a gun of that magnitude, why would you sell him so much ammo without a red flag going up? He bought these weapons 3-4 days before he did the shooting. And bought an arsenal of magazines to go with it. But yet the store owner did not see anything wrong with that until after the fact. Now he's sorry. When you got 49, 50 people dead and another 53 injured and numerous and hundreds and thousands of lives, millions of lives were affected by this. But now you're sorry that you did not call authorities or question this man. Why do you need so much?
You know, the bigger picture, Shirley, in this is, you know, they're saying that, okay, it was a gay nightclub. But the larger picture is it affected them. It affected us all because where is the line drawn? Where we are not, as Americans, able to go out and feel safe, wondering if a gunman like this guy was going to come in with an assault rifle because of the gun laws. Who's to say? Well, I was going to say a movie theater, but there's been a shooting in a movie theater. I mean, what if you go to the mall? There's been a shootings in the mall. There's been shootings in Walmart. There's been shootings in grocery stores for domestic violence because of guns. People being allowed to purchase them, there are no restraints. And, you know, Donald Trump was saying, you know, when this happened, he was like, see, this is what I'm telling you. We need to leave, close the borders where we can't have any illegal aliens coming in. Well, he was born here. Now what?
Right. Right.
His parents were over here, but he was born here as a U.S. citizen. So, you know, he's still inside. So that's not the answer either.
That's
so
not the answer.
Where do we draw the line? The answer is, those of you that have a question or comment, you can press 1, and I will put you in queue to hear your remarks regarding this situation. But the word, Edmund Burke said, evil prevails when good men and women do nothing. If we keep sitting back, doing nothing, just watching television saying, wow, what a tragedy, and glad that it didn't happen in our neighborhood, that's not the answer. We have got to take a stand for the whole people. We, the people, the U.S. people, the United States is one of the greatest forces in the world, in the nation, and yet we're being crippled from within. Where does it start, and when does it stop? Who starts it and who finishes it? We've got to take a stand, and we have to, like you said, Shirley, go back, go to the polls and vote. See who's in office and what they stand for, what papers they're signing off on, because I'm going to tell you, if we got, before we used to be concerned about the gangbangers getting guns and stuff, but we got people that are supposedly white collar that are getting guns, assault weapons, and killing, freaking out and killing us. Where does it start and where does it stop?
Yeah.
Caller 2175, you're live.
Hi, everybody. This is Marie. Thank you so much. I tell you, it's just so sad. But, you know, the Bible speaks of all of this. So, and like you all are saying, you have to get out and vote. Because people don't realize that if you don't vote, you are illegal. And they don't believe that. It's so true. And what we need to do is when we do put these people in there, we need to follow up, you know, and we need to go to these Congress meetings, you know, in our towns. We need to go to the mayor, you know, in our towns, and we need to go and find out exactly what is going on with the representatives. When we put them in these spots, we just go and vote, and then, you know, and that be it. You know, and it's not right because they still need help. They still need your voice. They still need your opinion, you know. So we all need each other, and especially for our children. You know, I just thank God for my granddaughter, you know, and I, you know, with her being up in Atlanta, you know, it's just so scary a lot of times, you know. But I pray so hard. And I know that God do hear prayer. And I just thank him for it, you know. And one thing we do have to do is we got to start being together and just getting in a circle and just praying for the United States and really, 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 really praying, because that's what counts and that's what our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that is what they are listening at. Thank you so much for letting me share that.
Well, you know, the Bible does say that we need to pray for those that have rule over us, and that we should pray for governments and those that create the laws. And a lot of times we don't do that. We take so much for granted that, you know,
you know, that the president as well, he's going to do what he's going to do. And that's the attitude what a lot of people have. You know, we vote on them, we put them in office, and then when the mayor, the governor, the state representatives or whatever don't do what they say they're going to do while they're running for office, we just walk away and say, wow, there is another one that disappointed folks. There's nobody holding them accountable, saying, you said this and this and this, and what are you going to do as far as making this happen? But too many times we just walk away and do nothing. We just say, oh, well. And then that's what makes a lot of Americans not vote at all, because they've lost their confidence in those that they've voted for. So they figure, well, I'm just not going to vote for anybody. But guess what? When you vote, don't vote for anybody, you're still voting, because the worser of the two evils will win. And therefore, you won't have anything to say because you didn't vote and you didn't make your voice heard. And then on the other hand, you know, making your voice heard, what are you going to do? You know, we're held accountable as well. There's action steps that we need to do as a people. We need to follow through due process. You know, if there are forms and there's a time to vote for something, we need to show up and stop pointing the fingers. We need to show up. Shirley?
We need to show up and act. We need to stand up. We need to make calls. We need to send emails. We can reach out to our congressperson. If you don't know who your congressperson is, Google them. Look it up. Find out who they are and call them and email. We need to put pressure on them that we have got to do something about these gun laws, because the NRA, they've got a lot of money behind it, and they are pushing their agenda to sell these guns. And we got to get on the gun stores, owners, and everything. I don't care if they don't have a felony. Everyone walking around here is a law-abiding citizen until they commit a crime. So you can't say that everyone a criminal, or all the people that are here by immigrants or by their ancestors or parents or grandparents because they came in from another country, or because they're Muslim or from the LBG community, that they are criminals, or because they came in from Mexico, because they're criminals. You know, you want to use that, which is what Donald Trump does. You can't say that, because this person, as you said earlier, Val, he was born here in the United States. He was born in New York. In New York. He was not someone that came and got on a visa. He was born
and New York
here.
Is a melting pot. Is a melting pot. You have some of everything in New York. As a matter of fact, you can't work for a corporation in New York City if you have issues regarding sexuality. You won't get hired because the gay community is everywhere.
Right.
You won't get hired in the city of New York if you are homophobic.
You can't.
Caller 266, you're live.
Hey, how are you? This is Roosevelt.
Good. Yes, Roosevelt.
I believe in fairness. I believe there's uncertainty in everywhere you go. And so here's my issue here. You know, I am so saddened that the people in Orlando have got tragically killed. And I view issues all over the world, and I see the same things happening. And they do not have gun issues and gun laws and fairness of that. But I believe if you own a gun, you have to be, I think you should learn how to be trained to use your weapon, because there's no other way, I said, it's going to be evil until the day we die. and evil going to exist no matter what. If you have a gun, if you have a knife, if you have any kind of anything that's going to protect yourself, evil going to exist, and you're going to have to be able to fight back. You know, I believe in prayer first, but God was going to give you your message before anything even happened. So I am saddened by this whole issue, but I believe if you're a woman, you should have something when you go out. Not saying that you're going to use it. If you're a man, you're going
okay,
out.
Okay, so you believe that women should carry weapons?
Of course, I do.
Okay,
I really
well,
believe
a
that.
lot of times we hear about shootings with a male carrying a weapon and discharging it. So what's to say that a woman won't be able to do the same thing because they have a weapon in their hand? They say that we flow through our emotions. What's to happen if we have a PMS day?
I don't believe that. That's not true. Because women go get the training. Please,
hold up. But you know, I'm sorry, Roosevelt. I've got to step in. This is Shirley. You know, when we get to this point that everybody's got to be carrying guns,
I'm
there's
not saying
something
they have,
seriously.
Everyone should.
But you said you got a woman should have one and a man should have one. So who are you leaving out? The children? Okay, because this is what I'm gonna take you there. If I got a gun, I'm going to use it.
Okay.
I don't have one because I don't want to use it on anyone.
Okay.
Because if I pull it, I'm going to use it. So
okay.
In
and
order to stay out of that space, I don't carry one. And
okay.
If I trust the God that I serve, he got me. And when it's my time, it's my time. But I feel very nervous about so many people getting guns. I don't think that's the answer. We've been living
in a wild west
since the day. Yeah, evil has been around since the days of Adam and Eve. Evil came into the play, and it ain't left. So evil is here until the day we die, until there's no more earth. So that we can slide that to the side because that's not going anywhere. But if we start participating in it, that's when we got a serious issue. And to participate, that means if there's a shooting, then I get my guns, and you got your gun. Val, don't forget your gun. We got a serious issue going here, even more so.
No.
So how do we prevail this evil? Not by getting more guns, not by going out and learning how to shoot a gun for those who don't know how to shoot a gun. We have got to come together and find a way to eliminate these assault rifles, automatic pistols. Because even if you're going hunting, you do not need that type of weapon. That
now,
is
I don't
for
believe
military
in assault.
Use.
I don't believe in assault weapons. That's for sure.
But
you know, why would you need an assault weapon?
One. Right. Those are the ones
now,
that are being used in these killings. You don't hear of a 22 or 38 being used, not in these massive shootings. What happened to the 38?
Now, I didn't get your name quite well, so I don't want to mispronounce it.
No,
Miss Shirley.
It's Shirley. Yeah.
Okay, Shirley. I've been in the streets almost a long time. I've seen both sides. Corporate America and the streets.
Okay.
And in both sides, you know, you have issues, such as in corporate America, it could be someone who wants to harm you there, and definitely someone who wants to help hurt you in the streets. But both places have the same theory. You know, if evil is going to come to you, it's going to come. And if you got faith in God, you're going to have faith in God. See, long time ago, King David had his sword. But did he use his sword all the time? He used his sword to protect the kingdom. You know, I'm not saying I'm going to shoot someone intentionally. what I'm saying is I do know how to use this weapon, if I have a weapon, right, to protect my family and the people who's going to be involved in my life. You know what I mean? I'm not going to look intentionally to harm anyone. This person who shot all those people intentionally looked to harm someone else. And I'm going to give you a theory. Not just a theory. Let's give you something that just happened. Okay. Person at the gas station, you probably have seen this many times on YouTube or Facebook or somehow. And this happens all the time. You run out of gas, you go get your gas early in the morning, man or woman, and someone come by and feel like they want to take the opportunity to, you know, take your life or take what you have. Now, let's say, for instance, you don't have a gun. If you pull your hand to the right side, that person going to walk away very quickly. Why? Because he knows that you have potential to harm him when he is trying to harm you. So, you know, I understand how you must feel, and I'm praying for all those people who have been harmed, not only in Orlando, all over the world, you know, and massive killings. I just recently just seen something that happened in Chicago. I'm like, man, this is just getting ridiculous. And it's not only happening African-American race, it's happening all races. It is not happening from a person straight or gay. It's happening everywhere. So either if you have a bat or something, a stick, whatever you want, because most people walk down the street with a stick, why are you going walking down the street with a stick when you're walking and exercise? Why are you doing that? Because you might be afraid that a dog might come up behind you, and you want to be able to protect yourself. That's how I look at it as a weapon, a gun, just in case. I might be wrong, but that's the way I feel.
Well, if we all walk around with weapons just in case, somebody's going to dislodge that weapon. So I disagree. Call a 5676. You're alive. Hold the line, Roosevelt.
Good evening, Dr. Val and Shirley, everybody.
Good evening.
My heart, as a Christian believer, goes out to the people in Orlando and their families. As a Christian believer, I join in sympathy with them. At the end of the day, whatever their desires may have been, they were people, and people who were in need of a Savior. But I would like to point out a couple of things. Out of every 100 people in America, 88.8 guns for every 100 Americans. So that means there's about 270 million guns in America, and per capita, America's citizens have more guns than any other country in the world. Now, legislation, I'm going to be candid. I am a concealed weapons carrier. I own weapons, but I train on the weapons as well, basically for hunting as well as for protection. Not only personal protection, but for the country. I don't know that the right question is legislation. Let me say this. I think that long guns have no place. When I say long guns, I mean the assault rifles and the high capacity magazines that carry several rounds of ammunition. They have no place in our society. But I don't think that legislation is really, outside of the long guns, is really the answer. Because if you take away every gun, people are going to use slingshots. I mean, in Israel, they're killing people with knives. Even in America, they used airplanes. Whether you use guns or you use slingshots or whatever, the issue as I see it, it's not even a government issue, a political issue. I think it's just more of an issue of the evil that intent that is in man's heart. And so, therefore, if we're going to ascribe responsibility, I think it should be ascribed to the church as well, or equally so as with the politics. Because if we were to affect the thinking, the hearts of men, then we would not need any weapon for that matter. Now, living in the real world, we know that criminals, those who are intent on evil, are going to find a way to commit whatever kind of crime there are. And there's a body of thought that says that guns in the hands of upstanding citizens are a deterrent to criminals, and they are. I believe that, but I don't know, again, that legislating guns, if you legislate guns, which should be, people are going to find other avenues, you know. So I think it's more of a problem with the heart of men than anything. And with the young gentleman that was speaking, I'm in agreement with him. Like I say about education does not become expensive until you need it, but you don't have it. Well, when you need a gun and you don't have it, that's when you're going to learn a hard lesson. And we have to be real. There are evil men in this world, and I don't know that there's going to be a whole lot that we can do to deter the particular type of crime that this young man committed, that he perpetrated on the citizens in Orlando. Even the FBI, we can't expect the FBI to track every single person because the resources are just not there. It's just impractical for that. But I would say that legislating the banning long guns, assault rifles, yes, we should do that. High-capacity magazines, yes, we should do that. But still, even the only reason those become magnified is because of the massive amount of damage they can do. But there are literally thousands of people that are either killed, commit suicide, or accidentally shoot themselves that die in America every day. And then there's a greater number of them that are injured as well. But I still say that the bulk of the responsibility, or at least in equal proportion, lies at the doorstep of the church. Thank you, Valerie.
Thank you so much. And hold on, and we're going to respond to that. Shirley?
I'd like to respond to that. First of all, when I like to say, I'm not saying take away all guns, because people are going to hunt, and some are going to have guns for, quote, protection, and, you know, and other reasons. But the main thing is the assault weapons and the semi-automatic with all those, and limit the amount of ammunition a person should be able to buy. There can be some stricter gun laws. And the other thing I wanted to address is that we can't put the burden on, quote, the churches, because we have so many people that have left the church. So how is the church supposed to reach these people when we got people who do believe in Christ and they don't even go to church? Most of the people that are committing these crimes and everything are people that have a mental problem that it has not been addressed in this country in a long time. When they start closing down a lot of the mental institutions, and when they started taking the mental institution and combining them with the substance abuse and calling it a different issue, dual diagnosis, and not really treating people, and people don't have access to the proper treatment that they need. So we have a lot of people that are sick in this world, and they use these guns and stuff
to hurt a lot of innocent people. Those particular assault rifles and everything. Yes, we have people that commit suicide. Why? Because they have no hope left. That's how they feel. So then they take their lives. That, and some of those are not from guns. Some are overdose of pills, jumping off a bridge, cutting their wrists. There's several different ways. And then we have the group that goes out and kills someone because they're feeling bad. That's where the domestic violence come in, whether it's against their significant other or whether it's against a child or whatever. Then you have the young people killing each other because of, quote, territory, or I don't like the way he looked at me. And that young person is already feeling destitute. So they take someone else's life because of the anger they have inside of them. There's a lot of killing from frustration and anger among the young people and beyond the suicide that is among the young people. The main thing I talk about when I talk about Congress is there's bills and things that are sitting on their desk that they won't even look at, especially with the group that we have in there now. I have nothing against anyone having a concealed weapon or having weapons at home to protect themselves. My issue is with the ones that feel they need assault rifles and semi-automatics with many, many, many rounds that take out several people within a few minutes. Why? That doesn't make sense to me, and I can't wrap my mind around why would someone own anything like that. Even if they hunt, what are you trying to do? Totally destroy whatever you're hunting? It is like it's become open season on human beings. Innocent one at that. From Sandy Hook to the church, to the movie theater, to the mall, to the restaurant, and now to the club. It's wherever there's a group of people.
Well, Shirley, I'm chiming in on you. You said you don't see anything wrong with people having guns. It's just a type of gun. But, you know, a gun is a gun. You don't know who's behind that gun. You can have, like I said, somebody that's a blue-collar, everyday Joe that's been going to work, taking care of their family, and then all of a sudden he snaps. And then he not only kills his family, he goes on his job and take out people on the job that have been getting on their nerves, and then, you know, he turn around and kill himself. So I have a problem with guns, period. And who should have them? So, Roosevelt, you may want to chime in on this. Roosevelt, are you there? Okay.
Well, I'd like to come back on that.
Okay.
You know, when you said who should have them.
Come on back, Shirley.
Okay, I'm coming back at you about people who should have them. Everyone, you know, when it comes down, that's why when you put through this law that I'm talking about, you know, because anyone has the potential to snap. That's true. But if you really do a psyche eval or something on people that want to buy guns, why are you buying it? There is tests and things that they can take. Some states administer it. Some states don't. And then you should be made to go to training and everything. And then you limit the amount of ammunition that one has. Now, if you have a gun, this is my opinion, if you have a gun at home, a pistol, for protection, why do you need a whole case of shells? For what? Who are you protecting yourself against? You need one shot or two shots if you're not good. And you don't need to shoot to kill. There's such thing as a knee, as a butt, a arm, but shoot to kill? Yeah, someone may snap and go out and shoot.
Caller 5676, any response? Shirley, you scared everybody off?
No, I'm here. I just took my phone off mute. I'm sorry.
Okay, I thought everybody was scared of Shirley.
Oh, no, everybody's entitled to their opinion, for sure. And that doesn't make one more valid than another. And a lot of it has to do with the way experiences that you've had in your life. But I still say that equal, if not greater, responsibility lies at the doorstep of our churches. And I also think, yes, that legislation should be passed regarding the assault weapons. In fact, there was a ban on it up until, I don't know, 2005 or 2008. There was a ban on the assault weapons, and then I think the ban expired, so that allowed people to begin to buy them again. But it's all politics, and then a lot of it is motivated by fear. I don't necessarily agree personally that the greatest problem of people who commit these crimes is because they have mental issues. I think that it's that they have spiritual issues, that their heart, their soul perhaps is darkened. It's just my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
Thank you so much for chiming in on that.
Sure.
Okay, Shirley.
I don't disagree with him about, you know, the churches, and it's just that I said, how are you going to get them there? No one seems to be able to say, how are we going to get the people to the churches to hear the word, or the churches to the people? So, you know, we can talk about that, you know, the responsibility goes on to the churches. The churches are having an issue even trying to keep the believers in. So how do we get how do we get them to get someone, first of all, don't believe, they got evil and hate in their heart, how do you reach them? If anybody can that are listening can give us any clue, because I know a lot of churches would love to know, because they're struggling now to keep the believers in.
You know, funny you should say that, Shirley, because my bishop has actually started an evangelism team going back, saying that each one of us needs to go back to the first foundation, which was evangelism. That's one of the things that Christ, you know, did with his disciples. He told them to go out and reach people, you know, teach the kingdom. And I think if we really look at it, this guy that did the shooting, he was doing it because of his religious beliefs. So, you know, we are saying, you know, the church, the other caller was saying about the church, but what about those organizations like ISIS who teaches to kill those who oppose their belief system? This man killed because he opposed the homosexual lifestyle. So if they don't like the fact that we're black, does that give them the right to kill us? If they don't like the fact that we're white, do that give them the right to kill us? If they don't like the fact that we wear locks in our hair, does that give them the right to kill us because it goes against their religious beliefs? So where do we draw the line?
Exactly. And then, you know, when you were talking about evangelism, there used to be a movement, Reach One, Teach One. And that was through the churches that was trying to pull in people into the, you know. But again, even the believers are fading.
There's so many that are broken, who've gone through situations, who come out of a hard place and don't know how to get their footing back. And when hurt people do hurt people, whatever happened in this boy's life made him tailspin into the evil person that he became. And, you know, we raise our children. I have four children. But I can tell you, each one of my children have different personalities and are capable of doing different things. But they were raised in the same household. So his father may say the same thing. I raised him along with my other kids. My other kids don't think like this. I don't know what happened to him. You know, so people snap. People choose a path that's darkness rather than light. So that's why I said, I don't think anybody should have a gun. Because they're liable to snap. In this dispensation we're living in right now, I don't trust nobody with a gun. Not even the cops, because they're subject to kill us too, which they have done in the past.
That's true.
So I trust no one with a weapon. My opinion. Marie 2175, you have any further comments?
I sure do. For one thing, like I said, you know, it doesn't matter in or out of the church. We still need prayer. We still need prayer. And also, back in the days, there were certain guns that they were able to purchase. And if it were a gun as to where that, like the army or somebody that was the police or somebody that was not with the authority, then they didn't have that authority to get that type of gun. But today they have that authority to get that type of gun. So this is what we get. We have to do is pray. You know, I keep saying that because prayers do change things. And if
yes,
we're sincere. And if we're sincere about our prayer, I'm certain that the United States will come better, because I remember the days that we prayed so much about the United States and we prayed so much about our leaders, because remember, God is in with the leaders. So we have to know what we're saying and how we're saying it, because for every idle word, we gotta give an account of it. So for me, I know that the United States needs prayer, and I know that prayer works. So if we all, you know, get together and every night and every morning that we pray for the United States and pray for the world, I'm sure that it'll get better. Thank you so much for letting me share that. And you and Shirley really, really, really got a good one going tonight.
Thank you so much. Yeah,
thank
one
you.
Time I thought everybody was afraid of Shirley because it was like, okay. Okay, caller 2626, you're back live.
Hey, how are you? It's Roosevelt.
Yes, I got you. Hello, Roosevelt.
Hey, I'm listening, and I'm so excited to be in here. And I understand some of the concerns from many people that's, you know, passionate about their rights to use arms and the ones who believe that arms shouldn't be necessary. Okay, I understand that. But we live in the world of the last and evil days, and we have to put our faith in God and our trust not into man. Yes, the church is becoming more empty because the people are seeing the true light of man that's in the church. So they're not focusing on God. They're focusing on the man. With this said, you know, me, I believe in the principle of this. My principle, my opinion, I'm going to protect what's mine. And whoever near me, I'm going to protect them as well. Because a lot of people say they're afraid of guns, but I believe they're afraid of what they can do, how guns could change them. But I don't believe a gun could really change a true heart who don't really want it, who don't want to hurt anyone. You know what I mean? It's just like survival. You know, you out here as a hunter, some hunters hunt for sport. Other hunters hunt for food. Same as a person that I'm trying to make it as brief as possible. Some people come out outside looking for trouble, and some people see the sun every day and see how bright it is. We just have to realize we have a choice in America to choose whatever we want to do. And if we let someone choose our rights, right, that means we're living in a communist nation. And many countries are doing that right now. They're taking away from your choice. And either way, if you want to have a choice to bear arms or not, let that be your choice. This gentleman who did this, that's his choice. That's what he wanted to do. He wanted to prove to the world that he was doing the right thing by his God, but he wasn't doing the right thing by our God. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Our God believes in love, peace, and harmony. His God, he got another choice, you know, because if you're going to lead people to God, like those people, homosexual killers, rapists, you're going to have to do it by love. But if they don't choose you, that's their choice. But if evil come this way, well, you have to make a choice of what you're going to do when evil appear to you. That's all I have to say. This is a great show. Thank you for having me.
Well, Shirley, we have had some, you know, great guests tuning in and giving their comments regarding this tragedy in Orlando. Those of you that are just tuning in, we've had our listening audience give your opinion. You know, Hot Topics from the Soul is a lifeline, and we want to hear what's going on in the community and what your thoughts are regarding the matter. Also, I didn't hear anyone comment as to what they thought about Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton's response, being that they are running for the president of the United States. Shirley?
No one really commented. Only, you know, the comment that Donald Trump made was that he, you know, first of all, it really irritated me that the first thing that he would tweet, and him and this Twitter account is about to drive me nuts, is that he wanted to basically say, see, I was right. He would not acknowledge that, you know, the shooter is an American citizen. He wanted to say that he's a
Muslim. Matter of fact,
he's
from right there in New York where he is.
Where he's at, correct. But he wants to put out there that, see, I was right. I told you we need to limit the number of them that are coming here. And I'm like, are you serious? You're putting that out to your supporters, and they're not, and the people that are supporting him are not reading for themselves, and they're not listening to the news. They're only listening to the words that come out of his mouth or on his Twitter account, that this young man was a Muslim and he felt like there should be immediate ban on visa and everything. And I said, first of all, he's not a student. He's an American citizen. And nobody, you know, he's not listening to that. And the other thing that Hillary Clinton, what she went with was, we need to do something about gun control. We have got to get a grip on this. So what she's proposing is that we move those bills, get them out of the House, and send them to the president so he can sign something in law. If they don't like the way it looks, then whatever changes need to be done, but something needs to be done about automatic weapons. So we have one candidate is saying, I told you so, and another candidate is saying, we need to get a control on this. We need to get a grip. And she sent her condolence, but he never did say, my condolence to the family that, you know, have lost a loved one. His only comeback was, basically, though I'm getting so many calls of people congratulating me and saying, yeah, you were right, you know, but I don't want the compliments or anything. I just want to say we need to put a control on the number of Muslims that are coming in, and we basically need to put them all in one area so we can keep track of them. Are you serious? People are living all around this country, all over this world, and especially throughout the United States, and you're what, trying to corral them and put them in like some concentration camp? This man has really lost his mind. And even
well,
some of the Republicans
has an
that
issue
are supporting
with the gay, community anyway. So, you know, that's why he didn't comment on it, on them being slaughtered like that, because he has issues with them, with their lifestyles anyway.
You know what?
But it doesn't give anyone a path to take anyone out.
I don't know of anyone other than Donald Trump himself that he doesn't have an issue with. He has an issue with everyone. And when he talks about immigrants and so on and so forth, he failed to tell everyone that his father was not born here. That, yes, he was born here, but not his father. His parents came to this country. And every wife that he's had has been an immigrant.
Exactly. You know, you're absolutely right. I didn't even realize that, but you're telling the truth on that one.
They're not, you know, they were not born American citizens.
But guess what?
So
they're so caught up in the socialism of what he says and the hype of who, what he represents, that it's a distraction where nobody's like, say, wait a minute. All of your wives were foreigners.
Yes. Who knows?
And that means you shouldn't have married them. You shouldn't have married them. They shouldn't have been in the country in the first place.
Exactly.
Oh, so their kids need, his kids need to run for the border then.
Yes, they do. Are they going to get deported back to the original country? See,
wow,
be careful what
I
stones
never realized
you throw,
that.
And you, I tell people, be careful what stone, the stone that you throw when you're living in a glass house. And see, Donald Trump is that one that loves to break down someone else's house. And don't look at mine and basically look at yours. But remember, when someone points a finger at someone, look where the other fingers are pointing. Get to know what's behind those other ones.
Yeah, so you are absolutely right, Shirley. I thank you for enlightening us and bringing to our remembrance regarding that statement he made that he should tighten up the borders and deport everybody. So, but anyway, I thank all of my guests for chiming in and giving their comments, and we appreciate you being there on the other end. And this broadcast has been helpful to you or enlighten you on any information, then please download it and email it. You go to the Blog Talk site and just hit download this broadcast, as long as well as any of our other past broadcasts. And, you know, tune in next Tuesday, 8 p.m., for another Hot Topics from the Soul. Thank you again to my participating guests and Shirley. It's always a pleasure. I guess I'll be seeing you in a couple of days.
Yes, you will. So
okay,
I'm looking forward to that. And I heard it's very hot there.
Wow. Well, my friends, thank you. And continue to stand as we, the people of these great United States. Good night and God bless.
Good night.